The tracks were long gone. But if you knew where to look, how to set your foot just so, you could feel history beneath your feet. The ghost of an old railroad tie. The slim rise of land where the earth had grown over an abandoned tram line. Evidence of a logging camp that had thrived in these woods over a century ago. Ray towed the rubber nose of his Airwalk sneakers into the damp carpet of sweet gum and tupelo leaves at his feet, overlaid with fallen pine needles, slick and rust red beneath a braided canopy of tree branches. Lingering drops from a light morning shower fell from the leaves, landing, crystalline and cool, in the black curls at the base of Ray's skull, dampening the collar of the company-issued pullover he'd borrowed from his dad when he left home. Home. The word had started to bite since he made his decision. He hadn't told his parents. Maybe he wouldn't. Maybe it was better to just leave. Be a memory by the time his mother flipped on the light switch tomorrow morning in the room he shared with his little brother. He hadn't told anyone but Sarah that he was thinking of just taking off. And he wasn't sure she'd believed him. She certainly hadn't bothered to reach out to say goodbye. They hadn't spoken in days, in fact. It had been warm when he started his walk. Hike always sounded so white. "K-hike?" his stepfather had said, the first time Ray had ventured from their new town, back when he thought it fate that the family had landed near a national forest. But he brought an extra layer with him anyway. There were pockets of the woods that were so tucked away, so walled off by trees, as to be crypt-like. Quiet, and oddly cold. This state could be weird like that. Contrary. Of all the places they'd lived, he found this one to be the most frustrating to his sense of order in the natural world. It was achingly beautiful, slate blue sky in the fall, a gem-like sapphire in the spring and summer, set above land so fecund and verdant as to nearly embarrass itself with its showy beauty, every turn scented by pine and the sweet smokiness of red cedar. But the air itself, no matter the season, was often thick and muggy as a wet cotton ball, and you couldn't go 10 feet without being met by a pushy mosquito or a gang of gnats, or both. Roaches flew here. There were scorpions and swamp rats. Going outside required a level of fortitude just barely commensurate with any pastoral pleasure that awaited you. To see its grace, Texas was going to make you put in the work. As Ray got closer to the cave-like atmosphere surrounding the ruins of the old sawmill, he slipped on the pullover. He felt immediately cushioned and comforted by the peace he always felt this deep in pure woodlands. He took in mouthfuls of the air, so clean here it was almost sweet, trying to taste it on his tongue, to swallow and savor this place. If he kept to his plan, today would be his goodbye. He'd discovered the remains of the ancient mill about a month after his family moved to Thornhill, though other people had known about it, as evidenced by the graffiti on the two surviving walls, the tops broken and crumbling at an angle. Some of the writing here went back far enough to reference bands from the 70s Ray had never heard of,